Welcome to Geek Obelisks.
Yo, welcome to Geek Obelisks. This Tron baby, that Jip Jump over there.
Hey, yo!
Now, you might have noticed that we've been gone for about 6 millennia. But that happens.
Time machines.
Well, we had to travel throughout time and space.
Exactly.
We're broadcasting from the year 2087, and it's the apocalypse already happened. We've been dead for several years.
Yeah. Andy has been dead for several years.
We're also a gay couple.
We are?
Yeah, I'm a dead gay couple. We're zombie lovers.
We're dead gay zombie couple.
Dead gay zombie couple.
Who broadcasts the worst podcasts in the
world. Yeah!
From the future.
Do we get rings for zombies?
They brought it off.
Can zombies get married? That's the question. I gotta throw it out there.
It's all about the type of zombie, bro. If it's a cognitive zombie, if it can still do that, sure.
Did you say cognitive zombie?
Cognitive.
You literally put out the word cognitive.
I did. Also, there are some states, I'm sure that they would be like common law marriages.
Yeah.
You know, if they're in a big pack. And, you know, Billy Bob Zombie and Billy Sue Zombie hunt together for 6 months. They're probably wed as zombies.
Can zombies have sex?
No. Most of their junk rots off. The uterus falls out.
Cool. Well, good question. Because you're living dead, right? Your uterus falls out. Can the male zombie then take the uterus that fell out and then fuck it?
Like a pocket pussy?
Yeah, like a pocket pussy, but it's still alive because of living dead.
He doesn't. His junk's already gone. The closest thing they get to having sex is when they've knocked you to the ground and they're stuffing your dick in their mouth and biting it off.
Oh, cool. Well, we're a zombie couple, so. I mean, when we're eating people's dicks, we're eating all these dicks. It's like we just look at each other and just chomp down on dicks simultaneously.
I don't have eyes, so I really can't look at you.
Well, you know what I mean.
I just go by scent.
What do I smell? What does my zombie corpse smell like?
Fromunda.
What's Fromunda?
Fromunda cheese. You just couldn't get rid of that scent.
You're talking about from under my balls?
Well, where you had balls, they fell out.
Yeah, well, why would I smell like Fromunda?
It's there.
This is terrible.
It is.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
What have we become? See, we took a several-month hiatus.
So the problem, what happens?
And, during that time, we learned a lot about each other. I traveled the world. I went to 17 countries. Last of which was Australia.
It was good for you, though.
Yeah, I mean...
You needed the time.
I learned a lot about myself.
I stayed at home, ate ramen and chips.
Yeah. Very different experiences, but we feel better about it. You know what I mean? And we've enhanced our podcast from that. We've taken your feedback, which we entirely made up.
Yep.
And reformatted Geekopolis.
Yes, because the six of you demanded it.
Yeah, all six. So we've actually set up a format where it's just five topics. Hit. Explosion. Dicks.
Mouth.
And then you just...
Yeah, like you thought dicks weren't going to be in there. Yeah. Oh, they're going to be in there.
Dicks are a staple, people. All right, let's get on the show. Topic numero uno!
It's on everybody's lips. What is it?
Jizz.
No.
Oh.
No, topic numero uno.
Oh.
I have the paper here. It doesn't say jizz.
No, it should say jizz.
Well, it doesn't. Yeah. We haven't got to the dick phase yet.
Hobbit trailer!
Yes.
Hey-yo, Tony Yayo, Smokey Papo.
I don't know what that means. I didn't travel with you.
Yeah, I learned a lot.
I cut
a guy in Cuba.
Those foreign languages you just shouted at me right there. No clue. Okay. But I did just finish watching the Hobbit trailer. I put it off. Put it off because I'm not happy with some of the other things that are going on with the films. The trailer, though, overall was fairly satisfying.
The trailer feels good. There's a couple things. So I'm just going to say, first of all, if you don't know, and you should know, we are huge fucking Lord of the Rings fans.
Yeah.
All right, JP has a tattoo in his asshole of the ring.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It's crazy. He's got the elvish writing and everything.
I'm waiting for Frodo's finger. That's pretty good, wasn't
that was
it?
Good.
You didn't see that one coming.
That's good. You stopped me right in my tracks.
I know.
Oh, good stuff. Anyway, we are huge Lord of the Rings nerds. We waited in lines to see the movies, like, hours, days, years, whatever. We're super excited to see The Hobbit. There has been a crazy, crazy situation trying to get that movie onto the screen. And some of the decisions that have been made, we're not super excited about. But we're just excited that Peter Jackson's back directing it, and all the original actors are back. And they've remade Bag End, and they're actually making Bag End. They're letting all of Hobbiton stay. They've actually turned into a thing that's being built with real brick and mortar this time. Before, it was just foam core. And so, I want to go visit it. Me and you got to go at some point.
We'll drag Erdor along.
Yeah. We're going to go. But anyway, the trailer, it was good, but it was great, and we love it. But there's a couple things that I know I felt like when I watched it wasn't super excited about. You want to go with one?
But you know what? Before we do that, it's the new year.
Yeah.
We normally, like, lay into, like, all the shit that we find wrong with something.
Yeah.
Before we do that, let's talk about the good things.
Oh, my God. There's so much good stuff. First of all, just seeing when Bilbo hops over the fence, running down towards Hobbiton, such a beautiful shot.
Excellent shot. I really liked Bilbo on the pony.
Yeah.
Traveling along. That was excellent.
Billy.
Sweet, sweet Billy.
Yeah.
Sweet, sweet Billy.
The dwarves, some of the dwarves, I absolutely love the designs.
Yes, some of the dwarves, you know, absolutely love the
designs. You notice how I prefaced.
Yes, yeah. Some of the dwarves absolutely love the design.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, there's so much that looks great.
Yeah, go ahead with what, I mean, it's true. It's a lot harder to describe the good things.
No, it's not. It's beautiful. The shot selection's amazing. The costuming is beautiful. You've seen it all in Lord of the Rings. They just continued it and amplified it and made it awesome. And continued with the, you know, beautiful set design and everything that
and
they
did. And the costume design. Weta Workshop's back in action. I mean, they're laying it down
for you. If you've seen Lord of the Rings movies, you know what they're bringing to the table. It is constant 100% awesome.
Hobbit's back. Lord of the Rings is back, just like we are, bitches.
Yeah. Hey-o! But here's some negative shit, like we do.
Kaboom! Drop it like it's hot. Oh, you found that negative.
So the song. So there's a couple things. Number one, Thorin Oakenshield, to me, looks like they just, which is the leader of the dwarves, looks like they just took a shot of Aragorn and just like squished it, and they're like, oh, and now we have Thorin. And I'm like, that doesn't work for me, because that's not where Thorin should be. And one of the things about dwarves in that world is that the longer the beard, the more prestigious.
Yeah.
And if you're a king, your fucking beard better show the fuck up. So there's one guy that's really young, and he's got a thin beard, and that's supposed to be the point. Like, he's young, and he's got a tiny beard. Thorin's beard should be braided and have gold beads in it, and, you know, be pimping it out. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Now, granted, he is a dwarven king, and there's a little background knowledge there that I'm going to throw at you because I can.
Do it, son. Drop that.
The dwarves came originally to Hobbiton from the Blue Mountains. They were mining coal over there. It was, you know, hard times for the dwarves. But they caught wind of the treasure and the kingdom, and they're going back home to make this happen. But that doesn't mean you get a fucking little pussy-ass beard on your face. It may not be threaded out with gold, you know, may not have jewels and stuff encrusted in it, but your beard, if it's not tucked into your belt, you're a woman.
I hear that, but, you know, well, my whole thing was that dwarves are, you know, they're cut, not that they love their shinies, you know what I mean?
Yes, they do.
So, and I was saying, like, you know, they could have the little gold beads and stuff and so on.
And you take the
just,
beards away.
Just imagine.
There was one dwarf, like, without hardly any beard, and that was the same dude he was an actor in the BBC series, Supernatural, Being Human.
Okay.
He was in there, and his beard was, like, non-existent. I don't know what the fuck's up with that. They need to have beards.
A couple of them don't have beards. We get it. They're trying to differentiate. And like I said, there's one young guy, and he's supposed to be the really young dwarf. I think it's, I'm not going to say the name, because they run through it so fast.
Feely and Keely, I think, are the younger ones.
Yeah.
Or Dory and Ori. It's one of the twin sets. Anyway, I think their costumes look great.
The costumes look great, but I'm just saying Thorin looked too much like Aragorn. And then he sings this song, which actually is incredibly reminiscent of, at the end of Return of the King, Aragorn's song for the whole ceremony when he's being adored.
It's true. If you watch the original Hobbit animated movie, which I think is excellent.
Love it. Love it. Franken and Bass for the win, baby.
And what they do with that, the song they do, it's more uproarious because the dwarves all bring in their instruments.
Yeah.
And all of them play an instrument at Bilbo's house at this scene. Now, maybe that's a more somber side of the song that they're putting in there, but I'm looking, I mean, they're dwarves. They fucking party. They drink hard. They eat a lot. You know, they're there. They're going to...
There are a lot of songs in The Hobbit.
There are. A lot of poems.
That song, they're getting ready to go on their journey. They're not sad yet. They're excited. They're going to go back and they're going to claim their gold.
Yeah, they're
like,
we're here to get gold and pussy and rock this shit out.
So it's weird that they're seeing kind of sad, kind of melancholy.
It's true.
And ominous.
But if all the voices get put in there and the harmonies hit, I could appreciate that song.
Yeah. It's a great song.
I agree with what you're saying. The whole Aragorn, same guy. Yeah. Right? Dragon.
Aragorn's the one dragon. The baby dragon. Really, like, sucked. Star Wars dragon.
Yeah, yeah. Minnie Driver does the voice in the movie, but I know way too much stuff about that.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I'm excited.
It looks good. So we have a little bit of time on this topic before we jump over to topic number two. Before we do that, we want to say there's a lot of stuff leading up to The Hobbit that didn't make it against screen. Guillermo del Toro was going to originally direct it. We've talked about this before, but he had to leave because it took several years because of all the studio litigation. He actually does get a writing credit at the end of the trailer, so I'm excited about that.
That's good. And, you know, in a lot of ways, I wasn't excited about him directing it in the first place. I'm glad Peter Jackson is back on board. It's not that I doubt that, you know, his work would be bad. It's just Peter Jackson started this thing. He put the ball in motion. I really think it's only fitting that he finish it and do it. That way we know it's done right.
Yes.
On the other side, going back to those writing credits, we know that they've added in the second story into the two-part movies.
Yes.
Of Gandalf going and figuring out, you know, what's going on in Mordor and the Witch King and all this other shit.
So we don't know as of yet where us. So The Hobbit has been stretched into two movies. And we don't know where the cutting point's going to be in The Hobbit story. If it's going to be stretched through the two movies, it's going to be the first movie and then a second kind of like Uncharted movie. I'm assuming it's going to be stretched out like he did with...
It's going to be two stories split into two films.
Yeah.
It's going to be, you're seeing Gandalf's story, you're seeing The Hobbit story.
Yeah.
I would suspect a good cutoff point for those would be after they get through Mirkwood.
That's
and
what
maybe
I was thinking.
Right when they get to the Elven King's Halls, or after they escape the Elven King's Halls.
I bet they're going to get captured
by the Elves. And that's where it's going to end.
And that's where it's going to end for them.
Which, okay. I'm okay
with that's
that.
A lot that's of story a, leading up to that. And absolutely. Then there's a lot more after that.
Yeah, because right after...
Lake Town.
Right, well, Lake Town's before that.
Lake Town's at the end with all the...
Lake Town is after they get captured, because they ride the barrels out. And they go down to Lake Town from the Elven King's Hall.
That's what I'm saying. So Lake Town's the second movie.
Yeah, after they get through the Misty Mountains, because that'll be a huge battle. I mean, we'll come across Gollum. We'll deal with the Misty Mountains and the dwarves. We might even get to Bjorn, Baron, right there. And then they go through the woods.
Yeah.
And right there where Sting and the spiders, you know, right before they get captured. That'd be an excellent point. I just want to throw out there, really quick, that I still believe Fran Walsh is a whore.
Okay.
For everything she's done to fuck up the movies, and they could have been much better if she wouldn't have put her fat, piggly wiggly fucking fingers in the story like she has her cunt.
Topic number two!
Okay.
Hey-o!
We have a list.
Real American hero, G.I. Joe's there! What?
I didn't say anything.
New trailer for G.I. Joe 2. Now... We had talked some shit about G.I. Joe 2 for reasons in the past, which was, you know, that was all Geekopolis. This is new Geekopolis.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
But what happened is they got an unproven director named John Chu who had only directed Justin Bieber shit before and music videos. So it was a little nervy bird. After they'd already made some great choices to get the guys that wrote Zombieland to write G.I. Joe 2. So I was super excited for that. Then crushed when they got John Chu.
Like, yeah. Oh.
But later on, I did admit that it came out that he is a huge G.I. Joe Real American Hero fan. Like, huge. Like, has all the action figures on a shelf on his wall like I do. I'm looking at them now. There's hundreds. It's ridiculous.
There's not really hundreds.
There are a lot. I guarantee there's hundreds.
There's at least 100, but there's not 200 figures over there.
We should stop and count and see how many G.I. Joe figures I have.
There's not 200.
I have boxes over there as well that are out.
Look, you said on the shelf.
Yeah.
And what's over on the shelf, there's not 200 G.I. Joes there.
But there is at least over 100.
Right, but there's not hundreds.
Maybe 200.
There's not 200.
You want to stop and count?
No.
Anyway.
You know what? We'll do you can do a quick follow-up and be like, hey, guess what? I was right. And if I find out you put extras on the shelf just to be like, oh, there's 202.
Yeah.
I'll punch you right in your fucking cock.
You're going to punch me in my cock. Okay. All right. That had nothing to do with what we're talking about, except to proving my G.I. Joe street cred.
It's legit.
G.I. Joe 2, I think it's called Retaliation, is coming out. And they released a trailer. The two main characters in this movie are Snake Eyes and Roadblock. Oh my god! It's like it's from heaven! It's like it's raining candy from heaven into my mouth!
It's like beautiful. An angel pissing on your tongue.
Oh, there's so much angel piss all over me right now! I love it!
Yep.
Those are two of my favorite fucking G.I. Joe characters! And they didn't even have... They did heavy duty in the first one. Like a bitch!
Well, you know what? They held out for... It's better that they did heavy duty and not made that one dude Roadblock.
Yeah.
Because you'd have been really disappointed.
Exactly.
They held out. Who did they get to be Roadblock in this one? He's done a couple action movies.
What's his name?
Dwayne Don Johnson?
Don Johnson. Johnson.
Yeah, from Miami Vice.
The wrestler. Yeah.
From Miami Vice.
Yeah, Stone Cold Don Johnson from Miami Vice.
He's
the
black,
wrestler.
Super black.
Yeah.
And, buff.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson showed the fuck up and is awesome in this role. Born to play Roadblock. Looks great. Also, Ray Park is back as Snake Eyes. And then what they've decided to do is they're like, hey, remember that everything that was wrong with Snake Eyes in the last one? Which honestly wasn't that much. A little bit of costume problem with the mouth and all that shit. Gone. Now it's just awesome Snake Eyes the whole time.
Awesome Snake Eyes in handcuffs.
So what happens is, I mean, you don't know. You don't know what happens here, but Snake Eyes does get captured. All of G.I. Joe gets bamboozled, if you will.
Yeah, that's a hardcore word.
And it's just up to, basically, Snake Eyes and Roadblock, Flint, and Lady J to save the fucking world. What's up? What's up? Because Colbert takes over the universe.
The whole universe?
It's pretty much a universal takeover.
Yeah, it is.
And and Colbert Commander's back as real Colbert Commander. He's got the Cobra Commander mask. Perfect. It looked awesome.
Yeah, you're going to buy a replica of that.
Yeah.
For your dick.
Jerking off with it. Guaranteed. Also, you can tell I'm a little excited. Like, I'm talking so fast I can't even talk right now. I'm too much awesomeness. All the good characters are there now. Look at that. Look perfect.
Yeah, like Jinx.
Jinx is cool. Don't fucking come at Jinx.
Kind of cool. I mean, I like the fact that they cut the number of characters down.
Yeah.
It's going to make it a lot easier to focus on the story. I just hope it doesn't come out like in this big attack, like... Hey, Dusty's dead, and so's Duke, and so's Leatherneck. Like, I really hope they're just in hiding or something as well.
Yeah,
because that really is going to limit them for future movies.
Yeah, I mean, they
can kill the fuck out of Shipwreck.
What?
Yeah.
Like, I really hope they don't kill Duke. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of Channing Tatum, but I like just replace him with an act like Aaron Eckhart or something, and I'm in like Flynn. You know what I mean?
That's a kind of a huge. Age jump, though, too.
That's what that is who I imagine Duke as. Is Aaron Eckhart from Battle for Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Perfect. But anyway, the trailer looks great. Cobra's tough. All the actors look like they're pulling, they're doing the best they can do. And also, the character I was going to say is in it, and I'm super excited. Ray Stevenson as Firefly. Now, if you know anything about G.I. Joe, you know Firefly's the meanest motherfucker on the goddamn planet and is the best at being mean.
Yeah, he is.
He's awesome.
He uses fire, too.
No, he uses bombs. He blows shit up.
Fire.
Okay. All right, we'll call it fire. That's fine. He's the saboteur. He's the spy. He's the guy that kills, that assassinates people. Him and Zartan are kind of the two toughest badass in Storm Shadow. Are basically like the best.
And Major Blood.
And Major Blood, who's not really around in this
one. And Baroness.
Baroness is pretty cool, but they pretty much ruined the shit out of her in the last movie, along with Destro.
Yeah, they're not in it.
Yeah. I mean, so I like the last movie a little, for the Snake Eyes Storm Shadow fight, there's a lot of dumb stuff in it that Stephen Sommers just added and made ridiculous.
Yeah,
but there was probably a decent movie in there somewhere, and then they've kind of just gone away, and now they look like they made the perfect G.I. Joe movie.
I think you need to go through it and do, like, the Andytron edit.
Yeah. It'd be about a 7-minute movie, but it'd be the best 7 minutes of your life.
Fuck yeah, it would be.
Anyway.
Also, lastly, before we move on, the special cameo.
Oh, Bruce Willis as General Joe Cohen shows up.
Yeah.
So that could be cool. I mean, but he's pretty much just playing Bruce Willis.
And you know what? Everyone in America is okay with that.
Yeah, because Bruce Willis is awesome.
Yes, Bruce Willis is an action figure type. I mean, I think he's a better action hero than Schwarzenegger.
He's kind of turned into it, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just a badass.
He's just continually made awesome action movies for the last 20 years.
And he's bald now, which is, like, even more awesome.
He just embraced it and rolled with it.
He's like, so what? My wife's fucking a dude that's, like, 17. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep doing this.
What? She was like, I wanna go fuck, what's his name?
Ashton Kutcher.
The Cooch. I'm gonna go fuck the Cooch. And he's like, okay, I'm gonna go fuck all these hot porn stars. I'll see you later.
Yeah.
And that was what he did.
Yep. So, and he still is.
He wins.
Yeah, he does.
Let's go on to topic numero tres.
Un, two, tres.
Is it tres?
I don't even remember what number three
tres
was.
Tres leches.
I don't know what leches is.
It's the three milks. The two out of my tits, one out of my dick.
Oh.
Yeah.
Say, you went on that world tour.
I got it all.
How about this? Beef ramen.
Ooh.
Yeah. Barbecue lays.
You did go on this world tour.
Yeah, I did.
It's the best. Only the best for JP. All right. Now, we've kind of had our happy times. Let's get a little bit of sad times.
Okay.
Dark Knight trailer. Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, you know what didn't rise? My dick.
Not at all. I went actually inversed. It went inside. I fucked my own body with it.
You fucking went fucking igloo? You
I igloo dicked from Dark Knight Rises, man. Ugh. Oh, it's gnarly, bird.
First thing, we've talked about it briefly before. One of the things that made the other two movies fantastic that Christopher Nolan did was the lack of CGI effects.
Yeah, I mean, he did use them, but he used them sparingly. He always has in the past.
Very subtle. You know, but when the semi jackknifes in there, it really jackknifed. Like, they didn't fuck around. When that building blew up, didn't they blow up a building?
I don't think... They did blow up some buildings, yeah.
Yeah, they blew up stuff. And
so
this,
what they did is they made a football field collapse in this... What can only be described as the most preposterous shot I've seen since... I mean, it's reminiscent of The Last Boy Scout when the guy pulls the gun and she's shooting other players. But that sequence was actually cooler than what I saw in the trailer.
I think this is similar to Bat Shark Repellent from the original Batman movie, where the shark jumps up into the helicopter and is attacking Batman, and he gets Bat Shark Repellent from his utility belt and sprays it. That's how fucking campy I thought that shot was.
It was ridiculous. It looks unfinished, first of all. It's got...
I can only hope that it is.
Yeah. If they're going to use that idea, which to me seems fucking dumb as shit, it needs to be downplayed and seen from someone else's point of view instead of seeing, you're in front of a running back or a wide receiver catching a ball and running down the field while everyone else is being eaten alive by the field falling in. I'm like, I'd rather see it from a fan's point of view.
That, or I would have been more satisfied with him just blowing up the whole fucking
just
stadium.
Just blow it up!
Kill everyone in there.
Yeah, if you're going to take enough time to set up some bombs just to just fucking fuck up a field, like, blow the whole goddamn thing up.
So, I thought Anne Hathaway looked kind of hot. I haven't seen her in the Catwoman suit yet, so that may change things.
Catwoman suit's not good.
I would just punish her, though, in weird sexual ways.
That's fun.
I'm just saying.
That's cool. You want some details on that?
If you listen to Anne Hathaway, you can call me.
Because you want to punish her in weird sexual ways?
If you want.
Oh, pick up the phone right now. Hey, JP.
Hey, girl.
How you going to punish me, please?
Come on over. I have to show you.
Should I bring a whip or a dildo?
Look, I'm not role-playing this out with you right now. We're not doing this.
I'm so wet right now, JP.
God, I know
you. Tell me how you want to punish me.
That's really all we have to say about The Dark Knight Rises. It's not doing anything yet, so we'll have to see. Of course, we'll go see it. We'll give you our full review, but until then, meh.
It could just be a bad trailer, but that trailer sucked a bag of dicks.
It did. Two bags. On our new scale, how many bags of dicks did that suck?
Two bags. Two bags of dicks.
And that's the maximum bags of dicks.
You can get 50 bags of dicks.
Well, there's only two of us.
Oh.
I didn't bring 25 bags of dicks. Oh, I'm bringing one bag of dicks.
I've got several bags of dicks.
I know.
Okay. Numero cuatro!
Four.
Is that four?
Yeah.
It's like the shit quattro razor, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the catro. Cat.
The cat row. The row of cats we have upstairs.
Cat. That's French.
So it just got through with the holidizzles.
Yeah.
We, JP and I, hibernated. We ignored them because we hate the holidays. We hate everyone. And we hate the world.
Yep. And Santa.
And Santa. Fuck you, Santa.
Fat fucker.
Eat a dick, you bitch.
I got a bag of dicks for you, too.
I'm going to kill you with my mouth hole. But there are a couple big movies that came out recently that are kind of nerdy, kind of pop. Hit you with them real quick. We're going to do quick shots on these motherfuckers. We're going to hit you with this MI4 and Sherlock Holmes. Real quick, saw MI4. I was a little underwhelmed with it. It was kind of cool, kind of awesome. Brad Bird, the director of The Incredibles, directed it. I was super stoked. I walked out kind of underwhelmed.
I agree. We went and saw that on the Ultra Screen.
Ultra Screen, not fucking IMAX is what it should be called.
Yes, but also less than IMAX, so I'm okay with that. The one thing I have to say, again, underwhelmed with it. You want to see a better movie, see Mission Impossible 3. The villain in that, I can't remember the actor's name.
Oh, and Davian, it's Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yes, thank you, Philip Seymour Hoffman. Excellent in that, much better choice. But I will give props to Tom Cruise.
Tom Holmes, which is Tom Pete Holmes. Holmes.
Yes, that's
Tom
another
Coburn
topic.
Mixed together, yeah.
But Tom Cruise, for doing all his own stunts, I saw some behind the scenes. He was on cords running on the top of this 130-story building, doing jumps and flips and crazy shit.
The biggest building in the world, I think, it's the Burj,
yes,
Dubai.
Tallest. Yeah. Yep, it's in Dubai. And I'm not going to take anything away from him for that, because I don't care if you gave me a fucking jetpack that worked. I'm not going up there doing that shit.
Yeah, no, he's got the skills to pay the bills. He's a cool guy. I want to fuck him. I've been saying that for the last 20 years.
Yeah, I mean, if that's what it takes to get my Theron levels high enough,
yeah,
to, you know, so I can finally get on the fucking spaceship, I guess I'll have to do that.
You do what you gotta do, man.
But, and if you're gonna tie Tom Holmes, Katie Holmes, Sherlock Holmes, boom, next movie. Hey, did you see it?
No.
I did. It was actually really cool. If you like the first one, go see this one. A little bit darker, a lot edgier. They reveal Moriarty. Excellent choice, I think. Again, go watch it, see it. Perfect foil to Holmes physically, mentally. They did change some of the lore. At the end, they topple over a waterfall, they die. Supposedly, that's how it ends in the stories, but he comes back mysteriously.
Wait, did you just ruin the movie for me?
Yep. I did, but there's a lot of other stuff in there, like the urban camouflage and some of the devices, and there's cool stuff. Also, the really hot chick from the first one,
Rachel McAdams,
dies. She's in it for like 5 or 10 minutes, but
does
she's
she get
still
naked
hot?
And no. Finger herself, and then no. Lick her dirty fingers in her mouth, and then try to gag herself with them, no. And stick those 2 fingers up my butt while she's sucking my dick.
Nope,
that doesn't happen.
Yeah, you would know that if you would have saw the movie.
Fuck.
So that touches on those big things there.
Yeah, okay, we quick hit those, and we're coming at you right now with Numero Cinco!
Yeah.
Which really, just to talk about it, just because we're so excited, we can't take it.
Exactly.
Avengers. Oh my God, I can't take it, guys.
Is it May yet?
These next 4 months are going to be murder.
Yep.
Murder Town!
Just gonna try to ride through it as quick and hard as possible. Get there. Because I tell you what, we're gonna assemble.
Oh my God.
And we're gonna get there. And I'm gonna call out, "Fanboys assemble!"
And I'm gonna run up and
with
then also
your hammer and your dick out.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely with the hammer and the dick out. Totally. That's how I do. Everybody knows that's how I travel.
That's how you roll.
Yeah.
That's how you went around the world.
Had a real big problem getting through airport security, oddly enough.
Well, your dick's so small.
No, it was the hammer. Really. It was the hammer.
Well.
Yeah, they were fine with the dick. They were like, whatever you gotta do, man. But it was like, you can't bring a weapon onto a plane.
You can't bring an ancient Uru hammer that can call down lightning.
No, they said you can't bring a weapon. And I was like, I'll put my dick up. Just calm down. They were talking about the hammer. You're right. Yeah. I tried to make my dick sound fearsome, but it was wrong.
It's not.
It's not.
You already said it's inside you right now.
It's way up inside of me. I'm gagging myself with my own dick.
It's like a fucking turtle head.
It's so sad right now.
Gagging yourself with your own dick. That's pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
That's excellent stuff, actually.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's opposite of the fear boner.
What is the terrible boner?
I don't even know what in any... it's...
We need to sit down and formulate a good word for that.
Yes, we do.
Okay. So, Avengers, we can't wait. We can't get enough.
Check out the trailer. There's only one of them that's out right now.
It's good.
Yep.
It's real good.
Damn
Cap
good.
Looks good. Thor looks good.
I tell you what.
Hawkeye looks good.
I know you're all about the Hawkeye. I was super excited, though. The scene where Thor's coming down, bringing the hammer on the shield.
Yeah.
Against Cap. I'm like, not going to work, Thor. That's the fucking shield.
You can't fuck
with Captain America's shield. You can't fuck with
What's
it.
What's up, Thor?
I'm excited.
Uh-oh, spaghetti.
I better call you daddy, you little bitch. Okay. But Avengers, check out the trailer, Marvel's official trailer. It's awesome.
We're probably just going to talk about this every time and just say, hey, Avengers, what's up, Avengers?
It's in, like, this many-day countdown. I mean, what's today, the 3rd?
We've got, like, 138 days or something.
Well, May 30 times 5. Yeah, it's, like, 150 days.
Yeah. Don't say that.
Okay, 138. It's less now.
Yeah. So
tomorrow it'll be 137.
Just count it down.
One day at a time. I'll call you every day.
Just call and just say a number. Just be like, 152! And then just hang up. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm going to do.
Thank you.
For you. I love you. So, where are we at now? We've covered our five topics.
Now we each have our own little segment. In this new format, we have five topics, and we each have our own little talking point. And now we're at the reiteration, the rejuvenation.
You need another R word.
Reconstipation?
Reiteration.
Reformulation. Reincorporation?
Retardation.
There you go. Of Baywatch.
Baywatch. Fuck you, Michael Bay.
All right, Michael Bay. How you been? It's been a while since we've talked. Grab that Cavassier. I've got this nice glass of wine over here. We should sit down and have a conversation, Michael. How are you doing? It's good to hear. I'm not doing so well. Why aren't I doing so well, Michael Bay? I would wonder why. I don't know. I got some news in the trades the other day from about you. It's not a big deal. Don't worry about it. It's just that you're directing Transformers 4 and 5. Both of them. I thought you were done. Were you lying to me? I think you were lying.
Boop. Mr. Bay? Yes, I have a call for you on line 6. They have your Transformers check for $1 billion. I'll just put it with the others. Okay, Mr. Bay, thank you.
Is it over? Are you ready to talk again? I heard you got another check from Transformers. That's real cool, bud. Thank you so much. Speaking as a true Transformers fan, I'm so excited that you're coming back to ruin more of my favorite characters and destroy the universe even worse. It's like it needed to be raped and pillaged into the ground. Not one time, not two times, not three times, but a fourth and fifth time. I think this time it's Diarrhea Central. I'd really appreciate it if you could just keep going. I hope you go back and just fuck Omega Supreme and his stupid robot ass and just ruin him. Just ruin him, Sayas. Please do. I'm saying you needs to. Because I don't think there's any way to bring it back to good. I think what you've done is completely ground it into the ground. You made so much money off of this, there's no way Hasbro will ever let it be good again. So thank you. Boop.
Yeah, Mr. Bay, just want to let you know that there were 17 more Transformer fan suicides after they heard that you were taking over the project. I know you like to keep count of those. And I'll put a cookie in the jar for each one of them. And you can have them for your breakfast. Boop.
Oh, Michael. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. I knew you were trying to get Transformers fans to kill themselves. And as soon as you hear about one, you write their name on a cookie and you jizz on it and eat it, don't you? God damn it. It makes perfect sense. You enjoying that, Cavassier? I knew you would. I'm glad we had this talk, though. I hope to see you in the future when you direct Transformers 15 and 16. Just let me know. Bye, Michael!
Mr. Bay, your new appointment's here.
Dude, that was the gayest thing you've ever done. It was pretty good.
Thank you. High five.
Kapow! I can't wait for next Baywatch to see what happens. You sounded like from Zach Galifianakis' brother.
Seth Galifianakis. That was Seth.
You were channeling a lot of Seth Galifianakis right there.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Fuck, that was good. Well, that's Baywatch. And now it's time for the Jip-Jop Flip-Flop.
Hey, welcome to the Flip-Flop. We're going to cover a slew of different topics on the Flip-Flop over the next couple podcasts. Thinking about it, though, I really put some thought into it, 35, 45 seconds. Mm-hmm. And who's really been the biggest flip-flopper recently in film? I'm throwing this out to Steven Spielberg.
Hey-o!
It seems to me right now, if there's any project out there that seems to have a chance of being good or maybe interesting, Steven Spielberg has stamped his dick right on top of it. Well, you have Super 8, War Horse, and 10-10 were all this year.
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't you doing something yourself, you fucking montard? I mean, don't just say, I'm going to help produce it or I'm going to give some insight. Go out and direct another great movie that you haven't done in 20 fucking years. You haven't done anything worthwhile since Jaws or E.T.
Huh.
Name a film that he's done that's better than Jaws or E.T.
Raiders? Lost Ark?
Yeah, but didn't he have Lucas involved with that?
Yeah.
It wasn't just Steven Spielberg.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Close Encounters. All that stuff was done before we were
even talking born. About his golden age awesomeness.
Yeah. Yeah, and he shouldn't just be sticking his finger in the pie. He should be delivering a whole fucking pie. So I think Steven Spielberg is a huge... It's a flip-flop. He's just trying to take credit on good shit that's coming out. Abrams should have got the credit for Super 8, not Steven Spielberg and J.J. Abrams. Although, J.J. Abrams, I'm afraid he's getting a little big for his britches. I don't want to see him doing the same thing. Like, mm-hmm. This project involved J.J. Abrams. Like, just putting your name on there... I can put my name on a box of cereal. It doesn't mean it tastes good. Well, yeah, it would.
It does.
It would taste good.
Your special cereal.
Yeah. So I'm just really upset with Steven Spielberg.
Okay.
I thought about that. And that's what's up on the flip-flop.
So you're just mad at Steven right now?
Yeah. Okay. He's my Michael Bay right now.
This has been the Jip Jup Flip-Flop.
Yeah.
Maybe it should be the Jip Flop.
Jump flop. Hey, if you actually listen to this and you have suggestions for the name of this segment, or if there's anything you want me to talk about, post it on our Facebook page.
What's a Facebook page? Get me this Facebook page!
You know what the fuck I meant, morons.
Yeah, come on, dicks.
Just put it up there and we'll talk about it.
Why are you going to be on our face about everything, you fucking assholes? We make mistakes. We're just two assholes in a basement sucking each other's dicks.
No, we're not.
We will be in about 10 minutes.
Well. Also, I'm hoping to see a Geekopolis tweeter up soon. Well, I got... Is that wrong to Twitter?
On the Facebook page and the tweeters.
I am totally tapped into technology right now. I am all about it. There's this new sweet song, I don't know if you guys have heard, it's called the Macarena.
Oh my god, it is good.
It's the Woo! Dance and everything. I mean, it's really hot right now.
Are you pregnant right now?
No. You look like a fat, bloated 30-year-old dude.
Oh, fuck this, let's go.
Alright, well, hey, until next time.
Smoke them if you got them.
This has been Andy Tron. And the Jip Jup, thanks for listening to Geekopolis, for all the stuff on the internet that we talk about here and make no goddamn sense about. What's the internet?